What was the neighborhood like?
This was called Old Virginia Avenue. This is the Virginia Avenue neighborhood. Colt Quarters was right down the street. A lot of the people that lived in Colt Quarter were relatives of mine.
Okay.
So, at one time, the park that crossed the ditch was not integrated, and we couldn't play in the park. So we had to make our own park. And our park was our backyard and the open field across from the Gainesville Shopping Center that we could play softball and football. And the basketball court was our backyard.
So the park across the street, you couldn't go because it was for whites only.
For whites only.
What did you encounter any other kind of...
Sometimes we were determined to go over there and play, mm-hmm. and we would be chased away, not by our peers, it was always adults that chased us away when we were kids.
Just the adults, they didn't ever call the police to get you out of there?
They never called the police. That they might have made threats and, you know, charged towards you, mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Wow. What was it like growing up in a segregated society? In Gainesville and the...
It didn't bother me because before total integration came about, our communities raised their own children. And in a lot of cases, you know, we raised our own food and there wasn't a need for actually going to some of the white establishments, you know, for things. You only went because there were necessities and things that you really, really need, mm-hmm. like groceries, stuff like that. Now, as far as going to clothing stores and stuff like that, my grandmother made all our clothes, you know, and so as far as clothing was concerned, we never had to, like, go to the stores for clothes. She made trousers, shirts, coats. She did the whole works of things.
So did you ever feel like you were missing out on anything?
No. Not really. That's why before integration came about in the schools, it did not bother me. I always just, some things did bother me. Books, not being able to have new books. Knowing that books had to be new at one time, you know. The handmade books, they had messages to them in those books. That was directed to you, directed to us. One thing that I will never forget, we used to go to the University of Florida to sell Cokes and Pepsi Colas. And this particular game, the Gators lost to Miami, 3-0. And the students were kind of like upset. And I was caught with a tray of sodas. And I went out of the gate to sell my sodas to get my little profit, $2.40 back. And I reached over to get a soda and some students surrounded me and started kicking and spitting on me and calling me all sorts of names. That's why I'm not a Gator today. You know, I ran from, out of fear, I ran from in front of the entrance of the stadium all the way to Fifth Avenue, you know. And as a matter of fact, I think, yeah, I was a senior that year. And I was working in order to be able to afford my class ring, graduation invitations, and my cap and gown and stuff like that. You know, that was an experience.
How long did you work at the stadium selling Cokes?
I did that, you know, during football seasons. I think I might have started in about maybe the ninth grade doing that. You know, it was a hassle doing it because a lot of times you would pass sodas down, you didn't get your money back, you know.
especially when the students are drinking.
You might have been walking, you might have been going up the steps, and, you know, and somebody intentionally put their foot out, you know, to trip you. And that was only because you were black, you know. One thing that I could go back to that I like to talk about, too, is the fact that out in Lincoln Elementary School, I was put in a drill team called the Flotsam and Lennon Memorial Drill. Well, it wasn't Memorial then, the Flotsam. It was Acorn Jones Drill Team. And it was led by a lady named Flotsam and Lennon. And in 1957, I marched Gator Parade. And going down the street, you know, we were called all sorts of names, you know, jungle bunnies, niggers, and that kind of stuff like that. And later on, I learned that we did it, but we didn't have permission to do it. And the next year, I think Lincoln High School was invited to march in the parade.
What year was that?
1957.
So you guys marched
in the... And I remember that because I was in the fourth grade.
Okay. So you marched in the homecoming parade?
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't find out till afterwards that you weren't allowed to do that?
Yeah, that she actually did that without permission. Yeah.
That takes some guts.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive, though. Because then in the next year, the Lincoln band was invited.
And we marched the next year.